USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Labor Secretary is cheering the latest jobs report.
We have a strong job market. 95% of the jobs that were lost pre-pandemic are back. We still have some work to do. We saw great gains in manufacturing.
The economy added 428,000 jobs in April, and the unemployment remained steady at 3.6%. Labor Secretary Marty Walz saying most of the jobs lost during the height of the pandemic have returned. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby is blasting leaks about U.S. intelligence sharing with Ukraine. Kirby calling it unconscionable, adding it's hard to see how it's helpful for sources to be talking to reporters about intelligence that's being provided to help defend Ukraine. Today is National Nurses Day, which first started being recognized back in 1974. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.